This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Antoine Harris Applewhite, appellant versus State of Missouri, respondent, decided April 30th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in division Antoine Harris Applewhite, appellant, no, SD38254, versus, filed, April 30th, 2025, State of Missouri, respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of Scott County. Honorable David A. Dolan, judge affirmed Antoine Harris Applewhite, movant, appeals the judgment of the motion court denying his rule. 29.15, one post-conviction motion. In 3 points on appeal, movant argues the motion court clearly erred in denying his claims that his trial counsel, rendered ineffective assistance of counsel because trial counsel 1, failed to file and litigate a motion to sever movant's unlawful possession of a firearm charge from the remaining charges, 2, failed to file a motion in limine and subsequently object at trial to the admission of witness testimony suggesting witnesses were threatened, and 3, failed to investigate the existence of other cameras at the scene of the alleged crimes, ask law enforcement at trial regarding their alleged failure to 1 all rules references are to Missouri Court Rules 2020. 2, collect footage from these other cameras and introduce evidence of the fact that other cameras existed at the scene of the alleged crimes. Finding no merit in Movant's points, we affirm the motion court's judgment. Factual background and procedural history. On December 19, 2015, law enforcement was dispatched to Westside Liquor, the liquor store, following a 911 call indicating that a person had been shot and was lying in the road. Upon arriving at the scene, Detective Josh Golealty found Samuel Sanders, victim, in the road with a gunshot wound to his chest. Victim died from his injuries. Investigation by law enforcement revealed that a poll camera operated by the city of Sikeston recorded video footage depicting victim and Virgil Tate, his cousin, walking to the store. An interior camera located behind the counter with a view of a window also captured footage of both individuals walking to the store. The poll camera next captured footage of victim and movant fighting. The interior camera captured multiple individuals inside the liquor store watching the incident. Movant was arrested and charged with first-degree murder under Section 565.020, Count I, 2 armed criminal action under Section 571.015, Count 2, unlawful use of a weapon under Section 571.030.14, Count 3, and unlawful possession of a firearm under Section 571.070, Count I-4. Trial court proceedings. The parties stipulated that Movant had been convicted of a felony on September 5, 2012. The stipulation, which did not include any further details regarding the felony, was admitted into evidence as State's Exhibit 3 and was published to the jury. No evidence concerning the prior felony conviction, other than the stipulation, was adduced at trial, and the State only alluded to 2. Unless otherwise noted, all statutory references are to RSMO 2000 as updated through RSMO cum.sup 2014. 3. Movant's prior felony conviction in its closing argument regarding the evidence necessary to convict Movant under count 4. During the state's case in chief, Marcusha Gross, victim's wife, testified that 3 months before the incident, she and victim went to Movant's uncle's place to get her car worked on. When they arrived, there was a pillowcase on the porch containing 7 pounds of marijuana. Gross testified that when no one answered the door, they took the marijuana and victim later sold it. She testified that Movant threatened to have something done to her or her children if they did not return the marijuana. Gross also testified that a few days before the shooting, she overheard Movant tell victim that he was going to make sure he had something done to him if he didn't give him his stuff back. As the prosecutor concluded her direct examination, she asked Gross, "Have you received threats about coming to testify today?" Gross responded without further elaboration, "Yes, I have." Tate testified that on the date of the shooting, he walked to the liquor store with victim. Tate then observed Movant begin to fight with victim outside of the liquor store. As Movant began to chase victim, Tate fled into the liquor store. Tate testified that he saw Movant reach into his pants, but did not see what he removed from his pants. Tate testified he then heard gunfire, but did not see who fired the shots. The prosecutor impeached Tate with his deposition testimony, asking Tate whether he recalled telling law enforcement that he saw Movement reach into his waistband and pull out a silver pistol. The prosecutor asked Tate whether he had previously recanted his entire statement a couple of years ago. In response, Tate said, "I guess," and suggested,